Hi, I'm Ming.
And I'm Zin.
And we're going to take you through the first part of the video series on how you can create your first Construct 2 game. After opening Construct 2, we'll start off with creating a new project.
So I'm just going to head down to the file menu over here, and we're going to click New.
And when you press New Project, you'll get presented with a wide variety of templates. And the templates are there to get you started with creating a game by providing you some basic elements for certain types of games, for example, a top-down shooter, a platformer, or strategy game. For this tutorial series, we're actually going to start with a blank template, or something close to a blank template, just to get you familiar with some of the basic game elements. But later on, you can try some of the other templates. So we'll start with a new empty HD landscape project. So this is basically a blank template with most of the device resolutions set up for you already. Saves you having to figure that out yourself. So let's open that. And when you open that, you should land on the layout page. So with Construct 2, there are two tabs that you start with, a layout and event sheet. So the layout is where you put all your basic game elements. And these elements are what the player will see on the screen at any time. So the white box is your layout. That's objects can exist anywhere on there. And the greater dotted line you can see that Xenon is zooming into is the device screen. So that's what the player sees at any one particular time. So if there are any objects outside of that dotted line, the player won't see it. For our game that we're making, we don't actually need the layout to be bigger than the device screen. So what we'll do is we will reduce the size of the layout to the same size as the device.
All right, so what you want to do is head over here to your project tab. And this project tab is, it's got all the bits that make up your project. So it's got your layouts, it's got your event sheets. We'll talk more about that later. And it's also got your art and music files. So what we want right now is to pick our layout, so layout one. And you notice over here, it brings up a whole bunch of properties for our layout. What we're going to be doing is changing our layout size. As Ming mentioned, we want to half our layout size. So we're going to change this to 1280. And we're going to change this to 720.
Cool. And as you can see now that the white layout is actually the same size as your device screen. You can't really see a dotted line anymore, but it's just at the edges. And now we've got our layout set up, we can start inserting some basic game elements. And the most basic game element is a sprite. A sprite is basically any game object, whether it be your character, it could be obstacles, or the enemies. So, Zenon, you can show us how to create a sprite.
All right, so to create a sprite, what you want to do is just right-click anywhere on this on the white part, your layout basically, and say insert new object. And you get this dialog with a whole bunch of different objects that you can insert. Right now we're just going to stick with the sprite object. So click on the sprite, click insert. And you'll see Constructor gives you this crosshair kind of thing. You just need to click somewhere on your layout. And it drops the sprite onto it. And what it brings up is an image editor to either put an image in for your sprite, for now, I think we're just going to draw our own sprite, right?
Yeah, so we're just going to create a little colored square. So let's make it red, and we'll use a fill tool, just like any image editing program. You can just fill the entire block. Cool.
And when you're done with that, you just hit the close button. And you've got your first sprite.
Yep, so let's make that our character for now. Let's make it a little bit smaller as well.
Okay, so I'm just going to grab these and make it a bit smaller. There we go.
Cool. So that's our first sprite. Let's insert another sprite and let's make this the platform that the character will run around.
All right, so same thing. Insert new object, sprite, insert. And we're going to drop this sprite.
Yeah, somewhere in the bottom.
Anyway, and I guess we'll pick a different color.
Yeah,
So
let's
let's
pick
go.
green.
Let's pick green.
Same thing, and again, we're just filling in a simple square and sort of grab the resize handles, and we can make it look somewhat like a platform.
That looks like a platform.
Yep, cool. All
right.
So already we've created two game elements, the red character, the little red square, and then our little rectangle, which will be the platform. And already we can actually test this game out. So let's try that.
So to run your game, you just hit this run layout button. That's pretty much it. And your browser should open up.
Cool. So it's basically showing what we had on our layout. It doesn't really do much right now because we haven't defined any behaviors. So that's what we get onto next, is defining some behaviors. Now, in Construct, most of the game elements do have, or at least the sprites, have behaviors which define what the element can or can't do. For example, we can tell Construct that the red square is a character which you can control with your keyboard or mouse. And for example, we can also make the platform a solid object so that our character can't fall through it. So let's do that step by step. Let's start off with giving the player a behavior.
All right. So to give your player behavior, click on your sprite. And if you go down to this properties tab, you should be able to find something called behaviors. So we're going to add edit behaviors. And what we get here is what will soon be a list of our behaviors. So we're going to add a new behavior.
Cool. So you get presented with a list of different behaviors, for example, whether or not, let's see. So you get some general behaviors, such as whether or not the object will disappear once it leaves the layout, whether or not the camera should follow the player. But let's start with something really fundamental. So we scroll right down, we can see that there is a platform behavior. This platform behavior gives your character platformer-like controls. So with a platformer game, you generally have a character that's jumping around some platforms, something like Mario. And by adding this behavior, as we'll see, we will then give the ability for the player to control that character like a platformer. If you click on the object again, you can see that on the side, now it's added the platform behavior with a whole lot of properties such as how fast it should be running, how high it can jump. We'll get into that a little bit later, but those are some of the things you can adjust.
You reckon we should just try it out?
Yeah, let's try it out for now.
Okay, so cool. We're just going to run it loud again.
Cool. And you can see that now there's some sort of gravity. It's just going to fall, but it doesn't really land on the platform, which is not what we want. And that's because we haven't defined that the platform is solid. So let's do that to stop our player from falling through the platform.
Okay, so same way we done for the player, we're going to head over to behaviors. We're going to add a new behavior, and we're going to pick solid. So this will make your platform interact with your player, so it just doesn't pass right through it. So we're going to add that. And
cool, I think that's it.
Yeah.
And we can just run the layout again. And now you can see that our player will land on our platform. So as I said, it will also allow the player to control the object now. So what Zenon is doing is that he's using the arrow keys to move our player around and to jump around. And you can see that just like that, with a couple of clicks, we've already created a playable game. Of course, this game is going to get boring quite quickly. So what we'll do in the following videos is start adding more behaviors and more game elements to make it a little more fun and interesting. Cool.